I feel like it announced me, Alan Smith, will be published to Resuit Today's Press and Journal on Friday, April 26, 2024. So, front page of the paper today, as you might expect, is just about the who had Holyrood yesterday. So, it's a big picture of Hamza and Patrick Harvey and that other wifey. And a big, like a photo taken together, but there's a big crack down the middle for somebody's ripped it. And it just says, Hamza has nowhere to hide. So, and that's just kind of bullet points. The Tories challenge SNP to duel. But it's not sheeting, it's to duel the A96 as they end pact with Greens. First Minister says Holyrood Coalition was not working on a map. And lame duck Yusuf now faces vote of no confidence next week. So, it's all kicking off doing it Holyrood. And, you know, I for one am very pleased. And as I said yesterday, Fernandez broke yesterday in the commute. You could hardly wipe a smile off my face. But anyhow, if it, we'll see if it comes about after he's got his ultimatum for Ash Regan, his Fitzies went in, and again, Alex Salmond sitting behind the scenes, pulling the strings now. So it's just felt perfectly for him. But hopefully, if Yusuf's voted out, there'll have to be like an election, because they can't put somebody else in without the Scottish folk having a say. And I would almost certainly guarantee the SNP winning his Muckle seats next time. So it's all good. Now there's a vision to bring the hotel back to former glory, and this is the Marriott at Dice. So it's been taken over by new owners, and it's a lad, Chris Manship, and he says, a decade when only we want to gate it up. Walking along the freshly repainted halls of the former Marriott Hotel in Dice, he sees huge potential. He took over the venue just 8 weeks ago, but has already mapped out a plan to bring the hotel back to its glory days. It was built at the height of the island gas boom, and the Dice Marriott has been a firm favourite among Aberdonians and visitors during its 43-year tenure, but after several years of decline, the once thriving hotel closed in December. Now there is hope for a bright new future for the Aberdeen Dice Hotel under the new ownership of Chris and his partner Gavin Ord. Gavin has been a full-time NHS worker for more than 2 decades, but working in hospitality has been a long-lasting passion for him. Meanwhile, Chris fell in love with the sector while working as a silver service waiter at a fancy hotel in Wales called the Celtic Manor. Oh, well, I've heard of that now for golfing and things, I think. This led to a big move to London, for he worked at various hotels for about 10 years before taking on a job at the Mercure Caledonian in Aberdeen in 2007. For the last 15 years, he's been running the Aberdeen Altons Hotel as a general manager and partner at owner company SRK Hotels Limited. And while he admits he will always have a soft spot for it, the Aberdeen Dice Hotel is the first inn he can truly call his own. It's the first hotel Gavin and I invested in, he says. Turning around the former Marriott Hotel is no small feat, having been neglected for years, but Chris is confident they can make it work. So with the experience they've learned up at Altons, he says they'll be able to put it to good use at Dice, and because it's not part of a chain really, they can do things quite quickly and deem a bit better. He says, for the get to Altons for a start, it was pretty run down, and it was an award-winning venue with a popular restaurant and fantastic reviews. He says, this place is no different, it's got huge potential. It just needs a bit of love and care. The hospitality guru wants to go away from the current trend in the industry, with most hotels now focusing on getting mere bedrooms rather than public leisure spaces. He thinks the beauty of the Aberdeen Dice Hotel is its diversity, and this is what he plans to capitalise on. He wants to reopen the swimming pool. The restaurant will have about 100 seats and be divided into two sections. These will be open to the public as well as guests, in hope of making the venue a destination for Aberdonians and visitors. So he says it's a work in progress, but we are very much here to bide. So, well, that has been a fair old hotel in its day now, the Marriott in the corner here, but, you know, good luck to him. It'll be a lot of hard work for sure to get it back up to where it was before, but yeah, I'm sure we've been here for a, a few dues, and David's been pretty good. And in fact, I'm sure my sister's man, God rest his soul, if he had retired, he worked there while he was a night porter. So, whilst we was at a function here, he would take you through to the kitchen, mark you up some extra thick ham sandwiches or beef sandwiches, whatever it was. And you know, I get hungry there anyway. But no, good luck to him. It's going to be a fair task. Now, here is a laughter-packed love letter to Aberdeen that's need to be missed. So, this is a come what may, the Aberdeen student show never disappoints. And this year, I would argue their 103rd production may have even raised the bar with the incredibly funny Mount Hoolan Rouge, which left me feeling proud to be an Aberdonian. If you've never been before, don't be put off by the amateur nature of it, for there is an abundance of talent on that stage. Following loosely the storyline of Moulin Rouge, the exceedingly clever and funny script with some definite flying pig influences takes you on a journey to save a nightclub placed at the heart of the famous Mount Hooley roundabout from the destructive hands of Aberdeen City Council. No surprises by the villain here. Injected with a local Doric take on the famous character such as Fitine instead of Satine, Ellen Money Musk and Gregor McEwen, and the HM Theatre show was brought to life with humour and energy. The Don supporting Reed Ferry with three Kens and the Fit Girls were also outstanding. As someone who closely follows the goings-on in the city, the script could not have been more on point, managing to comment subtly on the major issues affecting the folk of Aberdeen. But at the heart of it was the character's love of the Granite City. I can't mind the last time I laughed so much, it was an absolute joy. I, for one, couldn't get enough of the show, and it was clear I was neither alone, as the whole full house was on its feet at the end in a standing ovation. So, well, I've never actually been to the student show, but Ken Folk has been for quite a few of them, and says the side was good, but certainly sounds very good. So, you know, I'm sure they'll get full houses for the rest of their run, and it sounds, sounds like an excellent night. So, good on them. Now, here in the back of that last story, I just looked up in the book tickets to go and see it tomorrow night, so I hope it's as funny as what they said. But anyway, next story is tributes paid to a beautiful soul. This is Aberdeen performer and drag queen Kevin Thorburn, aka Miss Cherry Bakewell, has been described as a beautiful soul following his death. Tributes have been paid to the much loved entertainer, who has spent many years dazzling crowds and venues across the city. When he was now performing as his drag persona, the 39-year-old took his musical talents to the amateur theatre scene and became a popular figure in Granite City. Kevin's good pal, Cheryl Burt, said he was loved by everybody if I crossed paths with him. She first met him about 15 years ago when we were both working in the city's bar scene. We used to hire him at the pubs to do drag shows, and he performed at my wedding 7 years ago, she told the P&J. He was such a nice, kind-hearted person, truly a beautiful soul, for would the only thing for anybody. He lit up everybody's lives. If you had a problem, he'd sit down and listen to you. He was just the loveliest person. So Kevin got the Hazelhead Academy, then studied performing arts at Aberdeen College. Has been remembered by friends and those who have seen him perform over the years. Miss Cherry Bakewell became an overnight hit when the drag queen made a cameo appearance on the 2008 episode of Come Dine With Me, filmed in Aberdeen, and serenaded business owner Bob Calder. Kevin also played a role in the very first Grampian Pride event in 2018 and was involved with local LGBT plus charity Four Pillars. In a post shared online, they said, "Today we are saddened to hear about the loss of our beloved member of our community, Cherry Bakewell, aka Kevin Thorburn. Kevin's vibrant spirit and unwavering support in Four Pillars during his early days will never be forgotten, and the lasting impact on the LGBT plus community at the first Grampian Pride in 2018 before retiring her frock." So, well, this is if it happened to him, but it's a young, just 39, gee whiz, not very old. So, obviously made a big impact on the Aberdeen scene, the different shows and all like that. So, I'm right shame to somebody like that for as kind-hearted as that to go on at such a young age. Now, attention for us in the next story. It says, "Community is set to unite in celebration of the armed forces." So it says, Northeast communities will unite to celebrate the links between Aberdeenshire and the Armed Forces. A weekend of activities with parades across Peterhead, Afford and Larenskirk are scheduled to take place for Saturday, May the 11th, and to Sunday, May the 12th. And Peterhead, a community event, is being held at Drummer's Corner on Saturday morning. This is also for Aberdeenshire Council will grant the freedom of Aberdeenshire to the Royal Regiment of Scotland, which represents the ties between the regiment, its antecedent regiments, and the communities of Aberdeenshire. The event is set to feature a range of military organisations, including the Highland Reserve Forces and Cadets Association, Air, Sea and Army Cadets, and Veterans Organisations. So, a hail hallock for young to all lads here and quines. For 12 o'clock, around 150 troops with the Royal Regiment of Scotland will then parade through the streets of the town. On Sunday, the regiment will parade through Afford and Larenskirk, with all 150 troops expected to attend and be joined by veterans, cadets and other groups such as the Scouts. Parades will begin at Afford Community Campus at 10 o'clock and then at the Mearns Community Campus at 1:30. So road closures and travel disruptions are to be expected on both days. So, well, hats off to them lads. And, you know, it's good to see how that kind of thing happening and them lads marching about. And, you know, I think all veterans like to see how that kind of stuff still going on. That's divide, to be honest with you. So, good on them. And I hope they get a decent kind of day for it. How they're parading about. And, you know, Afford and Larenskirk, that's a quite unusual choices, but I'm sure there'll be plenty of folk out to hear gack at them. Now, just finish up with sport as normal, and back page paper, so, well, there's a story about Aberdeen, but I laugh at that. For usual Aberdeen story, is club gutted as licence wrangle thwarts Buckey promotion bid. So that's in just a page inside, and it's a Buckey thrown out of pyramid playoff. So, bit of a disaster. Buckey Thistle president Gary Farker said he was shocked and gutted after they were deemed ineligible to compete in the pyramid playoffs. The first leg of the Breeden Highland League Champions tie against Lowland League winners East Kilbride was due at Kay Park in Morne. But the Jags have failed to obtain a bronze club licence for Scottish FA. New SPFL membership criteria passed last summer requires clubs in the playoffs to meet SPFL membership criteria. With Buckey not meeting the standards, East Kilbride received a bye and will take on League 2's bottom side in the playoff final. The news comes as a major surprise to Thistle for having striving to meet the criteria, so what a disaster. It is getting a blooming shame for Buckey, but you know, I suppose I wouldn't be surprised with the thinking of it is it'll save all the Central Belt clubs that would hate to come up and play them, you know, trying to find Buckey. Because, maybe not on nobody's radar, but a shame for a team anyway, a very bad situation to be in. And, you know, I think they'd be in with a good shout of beating East Kilbride and Clyde, if ever's going to be bottom of Division 2. But shame, hopefully next year, though, they'll be rigged. Now, that's me done for today. Now, it's a wee puckly story of today's Press and Journal on Friday, April 26th, 2024. And, last Doric Express for this week, obviously, and it, you know, started off a cracking morning this morning, actually very fine and mild and quite bright, but lo and behold, then just after dinner time, the rain came on again, and it was some guy's showers in the afternoon, so, and I think that's speaking about being down to just 1 degree or something at night, so near the warmest of days is finishing up, but we had with high hopes that next week will be the start of something hotter. Fingers crossed. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, mind you tell a pal about it. Get them to follow us on Spotify. They'll never miss an episode. And they'll have hallocks upon hallocks of aliens to listen to, if that's fit their cup of tea is. In the meantime, thanks very much. Cheers now. Toodaloo.